Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
And right now we are joined by the tropical Mr. Cade Reef. How are we doing this morning?
Kia ora, bro. I'm doing good. I'm excited.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's what we like to hear. That's what we love to hear. I got a question. What's the last reef you visited?
The last reef?
Yeah.
Oh, probably just my front yard. St. Clair.
Oh, yeah.
We reefed there in the channel.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
A lot of
yeah.
coral there, or is it mostly algae reef or whatever? I don't know what different types of reef there are, to be honest.
I don't know, eh? Yeah.
You got a new track, which is a single for your new EP, Space and Back.
Aye.
Now, the track name is Wave of Life. Is it related to the Thai drama series from 2017?
I'm not familiar.
Oh, I thought that was the name. I thought that was the inspiration.
True. Maybe we'll bring it back. Maybe we'll figure out the idea.
Yeah, we'll get season two for that,
yeah,
for that Wave of Life.
True.
Show. So are you the sole producer of this track on the and the EP?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How long does that take you to make?
Years. Yeah.
Years?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. Well, with these tracks, the songs came out of me straight away, but the mixing and the mastering and the fine details, they take the years.
Mm,
yeah.
True, true, true.
Not that's, always, though.
No. Do you have a recording studio at your flat? Or how do you like to record? How do you do it?
I've got my own setup. Yeah, yeah. I'd call it a studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of instruments. I guess that counts.
Just like one shitty microphone and garage band.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've upgraded. But we all start somewhere.
We do yeah. indeed. Some of us start on a reef, some of us start with that setup.
Yeah, for sure.
So
at least we're starting.
Now, this track is a very spacey track, Wave of Life.
Aye.
And one thing I noticed that I quite liked was this kind of loopy synthy noises in the background.
Mm.
Where did they come from? How'd they come into your mind?
Oh.
Into your mind.
In a dream.
Oh. There's all good things to do.
Yeah. Maybe when I was riding a wave, eh?
Oh, are you a big surfer?
Yeah.
I don't know
why
you pick up on that. You have such surf energy.
Oh, I know, bro.
God damn.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. Yeah. It's in the name too, eh?
True. How does surfing in general, like, does that influence your music much?
Huge. Yeah. Yeah. For myself and a lot of people, it's quite a meditative thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just look at it as a sport, but it's so much more than that. It's an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big into my skating as well, which is the same kind of vibe. It brings lots of inspiration from that. But yeah, the waviness, spacey sound, I guess, does come from the ocean.
Yeah, for sure. That's it. I guess that's surfing does influence a lot of genres. I guess it's literally surf rock.
Yeah.
And this genre is kind of dubbed space reggae, correct?
Yeah.
Kind of what we're calling it.
If you agree on that.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Hey, I just kind of make and then, yeah.
I mean,
I like being genreless.
Yeah, genreless. Genre is a construct. So let's mess around with them a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
Get freaky.
Bro, getting freaky in the Almond Studio. God damn.
Watch out.
Now, you've got a show tonight.
Indeed.
Where you're debuting this new EP, Space and Back.
Mm.
You're also playing with Cecil Turbine and Deputy Mayor. Have you played with him before?
I have. My last show, we played with Deputy Mayor at Moons, and that was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Those guys are cool.
Yeah,
real funky. Cecil Turbine, I have known and really appreciate. He's a great musician. I haven't played with him yet, though, and I'm excited to see his solo set. I've seen him play with Carla,
mm-hmm.
and, like you said, forced to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting to see what happens, eh?
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. So you're the drummer of Hot Sauce Club as well at the moment.
Aye.
I heard that y'all recently toured Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Where'd you go, and how was the tour? How was the reception?
Yeah, it was loose.
It was loose?
It was loose. Okay. It was good. It was good. It was saucy.
It was hot.
It was hot, dude.
It was clubby.
It was.
Yeah.
We got club fans. Where do we go? We first went to Christchurch and played in... Because what we've done is we've made a label, the Velvet label.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Paul House from Christchurch and Frank on Tap. From Tamaki.
True.
And so the first stop was Paul House's hometown, Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
And We played the church there, and then another show, and then I think we came back, played a Dunedin show at Eric's, and then we went up to Tamaki, played Cross Street Festival up there, which was cool.
Mean.
And Whammy Bar as well. Yeah, I think we did that. We were meant to go to Tauranga, but something happened there.
Oh, no.
I don't know, but we'll come back. We'll come back for you.
Come back. Yeah. Come back. Yeah, yeah, Tauranga, never been there before, but I've heard some kind of mid things about the town.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't explored Tauranga too much, but the mount is cool. The mount's cool. Yeah.
The mount is actually, no, I know a few people from the mount.
Yeah.
Who came here, who are friends with my partner, Penelope. Yeah, I've met a few cool people from the mount.
Yeah.
But I think the inner city Tauranga people are a bit... No offense to Tauranga listeners, but I mean, like...
Not calling anyone out.
Not calling anyone out, but I mean, kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's like I can dump on Invercargill because I'm from Invercargill, and I've heard that there's some shared kinship between the two places.
Damn.
Despite Tauranga being in a really nicer place. Now, you also host community jams out in St. Clair.
Aye.
How are these
going?
For
those who know. Yeah.
How are these going, and do you have many recurring jammers?
Yeah, we've got a few regulars, eh? Yeah, these are going good. We've had a few big nights at the flat, and I love bringing different people together and just like putting them on instruments, different instruments, and it not only makes them make sounds that they never thought would happen, but they connect with other people and other musicians, and it like gives them a new kind of inspiration.
For sure.
Which I love. And I love seeing people happy.
You're crossbreeding them.
Yeah.
Crossbreeding them sounds.
Come to my house if you want to crossbreed.
K-Drift did not say that.
No.
That's awesome though.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Hoping to have some kind of more organised ones. They're kind of a bit loose at the moment, but I'm going to start doing some recording, because I think the one thing I'm missing at the moment is capturing it all. I got photos and we've got stories, but we ain't got the recordings.
We got TikToks, we got Vines.
Yeah.
Please. True, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Lastly, while I got you here this morning, what have you got planned for the rest of 2024?
The rest of 2024? Hopefully just going to keep sending music, eh? Yeah, I got a few shows, got some more music coming. Sorry. Yeah, man, I'm just banging on the table. I'm making a statement. Yeah, shows, all that, buzz. Sorry.
So unruly.
Yeah, what else? Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
Lots of other things. The surf's good, I'll go surfing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's dry, I'll go skating.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have some hangs.
If it's raining, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, gonna go to some gigs. It's pretty awesome seeing other people play at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Going to gigs. Yeah.
Nice.
For sure. But there's a beauty in the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. I think that's a big part of what this new track is about.
Aye.
Yeah, big time. All right, it's currently 10:11. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Kate.
Oh, thank you, Bo. Namahi.
No, it's great. Awesome. That is Cade Reed. Oh, that was the wrong microphone. That was Cade Reed with his latest single, Wave of Life. Let's get straight into it. We're going to have Vizin join us for some Corridor, and then we might have Jemima Lorimer come in for In the Loop. Who knows? The world's your oyster. Take care.
FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.